Thursday, crunch time, final segment equals this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Ah, yes, it is the lightning round. The March Madness lightning round. It's championship. It's a beautiful thing because it is the lightning round.
Well, now I feel upset because I have no basketball questions in this one. It's NFL free agency, and we're giving out grades, so you're going to grade some moves that were made today.
It's crazy, by the way.
On Monday, Tony Romo was supposed to be released and become a free agent, saving the Cowboys about $20 million in cap space. Instead, the Cowboys are now saying they're going to trade Romo to bolster on top of the 7 picks they have in this April's upcoming NFL draft. Grade the Cowboys' decision to trade rather than release Tony Romo.
Well, they've had him all these years. They've been viewed as a contender, and once they were. So why would they? Because I have said it, and I know it sounds weird, but they, in essence, have Dak Prescott for free. So the salary cap goes up. So even if he's an $18 million hit, what's the difference? They've got room under the cap. They've got the flexibility. Why not try to get something rather than nothing? So I'm just flat grading A, B, C, D, E.
Pluses or minuses if you want.
Okay, I'll go A minus. I think it's a wise move.
Brandon Marshall gets a new team. He stays in the same city and is now on an actual playoff contender for the first time in his career, having never played a playoff game in his career. He joins a stacked wide receiver duo with the G-Men. Marshall signs on a two-year, $12 million deal. Objectively, grade this Brandon Marshall signing for the Giants.
I'm going to have to recuse myself.
Okay.
The reason I like it, and I said it, if they had a case where they didn't have OBJ and they didn't have the new kid who was so good last year, Shepard, and they were bringing in Marshall to be like a co-one or even a two, I'd be like, what are you doing? But man, as a third receiver in that offense, I like it a lot. I'm not crazy, and I am trying to be objective. I give it a B+.
Okay. The Browns have the second most cap money to spend in free agency. They have made a splash on former LA Rams receiver Kenny Britt on a four-year, $32.5 million deal. Britt had his first 1,000-plus yard receiving in last season, his eighth in the NFL. Grade the Browns' signing of Kenny Britt.
Well, first of all, we know we've got something in common here because Kenny Britt went to Rutgers. Born and raised in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Wow.
So he's a Jersey boy, so that's an A plus 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 plus. No, it's not a desperate move. He's what you would call a serviceable receiver. The fact that he had 1,000 yards with that crap team last year shows you that he's got upside. He's a 58, 62 catch guy. I'll give him a B minus.
All right. In a real shocker, the Niners are in a worse QB position than the Browns do right now, having zero on their roster. Filling that hole as a potential starter, backup, or maybe even a trade piece is Brian Hoyer. Hoyer would be going to his sixth team in 8 seasons in the NFL. The Niners are filling a real need on the roster, but still it's not known what role Hoyer will actually play in San Francisco. Grade the signing by the Niners.
Wasn't it like the middle of last year we were like, man, between Connor Cook and Kirk Cousins and Brian Hoyer, what's with the Michigan State quarterbacks? And then it was like, Cousins is pretty good. So Brian Hoyer coming in with as a 32-year-old quarterback who's started 31 games, he's never kind of been the accuracy freak that I always look for. Although with Cleveland 3 years ago, he actually won some games. Nah, that can't be right. So I'm going to say that he, in the right situation, could be kind of a third-tier quarterback, got a pretty strong arm. So I'm going to give it a C+.
Calais Campbell is leaving the Arizona Cardinals for Jacksonville, a team that is slowly building up a young defense, now adding a much-needed veteran and, more importantly, a pass rusher. Only 33 sacks on the season, and they had a 25th overall total defense. Grade the veteran depth added to the Jags.
He is a tackle. He's 31, which, you know, those guys last a while. He had a pretty good year last year. I think he was the second or third best as far as sacks, and he does it from the inside now. He plays defensive tackle. He went to the U, so he gets a little bonus from me, and I've always liked his game. He's been incredibly durable. I think he's missed three or four games over the entirety of his nine-year career, and he could be kind of a nice guide for some of, as you alluded to, that Jacksonville team kind of collecting pieces to improve. I'm going to give it a B+.
The Eagles have been rumored to be involved on a trade with Brandon Cooks of the Saints, but instead they signed former Bear Alshon Jeffrey to a one-year, $14 million deal, adding another weapon to go along with receiver Jordan Matthews and tight end Zach Ertz for Carson Wentz to throw to. Grade this offensive addition by the Eagles.
Interesting, because Jeffrey, when he came out of South Carolina, remember, I think he was originally paired with Brandon Marshall on the Bears, and they were going to be these 6'4", 6'5", 225, 230-pound dueling beasts on the outside. He had an injury issue a couple years ago, didn't play in every game last year, but when he's in there, he's proven to be viable. And with Wentz and what they've added, that seems like a really good mix. I'm going to go A- on that one.
All right. The Pats are spending money in free agency, which is very unpatriot-like. Today, they signed former Bills cornerback Stephen Gilmore to a five-year, $65 million deal, $40 million guaranteed up front, easily making him the highest-paid Patriot on the roster. Actually opens the door for Brandon Cooks to go to New England and Super Bowl 49 hero Malcolm Butler to the Saints. Grade this move by the Patriots for their new corner.
Stephon Gilmore, South Carolina. Well, the Bills drafted him, so you know it was a mistake. So going from there to there has just, I bet he's happy, but ironically, he's coming off his best season interceptions and tackles wise. He joins that team. And, you know, it's football money, so it's not overwhelming. There's usually an out after that second season. And as much as it pains me to say it, if he is sought by that particular organization, it's probably a good move. So I'm going to bounce right back with another A-.
Now the big one. The biggest move of the day belongs to the Houston Texans. They eliminate their Brock Osweiler problem, sending them to NFL Siberia, that is Cleveland. Houston gets rid of Brock's terribly overpriced contract off their books, plus the Browns' 2018 second-round pick. The Browns then get an established NFL quarterback, and more importantly, don't have to spend $15 million a year on a guy like Mike Glennon, while potentially at the same time, they could just release Brock right now, NBA style, and then save their own cap space. This answers a lot of questions. It has created many more. We have a multi-part lightning rounder right now. First up, grade the trade by the Texans and Browns.
It seems like it works perfectly for both of them because, like you said, Houston obviously got bit in the rear end last year by paying this guy so much money. Whoever has him is really only on the hook for this year. So there are, it's like you can get off the hook relatively easily. So I think this looks on the surface like the rarity where it works for both teams, so I'll double B+ it. All right. The second part?
The second part here is, what percent chance does Tony Romo have of ending up in Houston now?
It seems like that's where all this is headed. Houston obviously needs a quarterback. With that team that had a good season and actually has a pretty darn good team that ended up 9-7, you wonder how things would have been, you know, if they didn't have to lean on Tom Savage at quarterback. So the problem is I don't trust Romo's health, but from a pure football point of view, I'm going to go with another B+ there, because they improve if they get Romo, it would improve them. So
what percent chance does Romo
sorry,
have?
I was still grading.
I know. It's a
60% chance he ends up with the Texans.
And last one real quick. Out of RG3, Josh McCown, and Cody Kessler, or now even Brock Osweiler, who is more likely to be traded or cut next?
Give me the list again.
RG3, Josh McCown, Cody Kessler, or apparently Brock Osweiler could be cut next.
I have a feeling it might be RG3. That's who I'm leaning to. Not with much authority. Like I said, it's more of a lean.